Blog Talk Radio.
All praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and happy Thanksgiving to each and every one of you. This is Ambassador Hagen, and we are here to just wish all of you happy Thanksgiving and to invite you to the program. As you know, everyone is enjoying their family, and they're giving God thanks. And it is such a wonderful experience to be able to take our time in the midst of families coming together and everyone enjoying a good meal to take out a moment and give God thanks. I was chatting with a few people on today, and I heard a preacher say that what they did, their family did, is sponsored a meal and invited the community to come, because he said many times this can be a very challenging day, a very challenging day to a lot of people who may not have family or may have lost family or may have been disadvantaged at this time. You're surprised at the many ones who are even in the land of the free and home of the brave who do not have food. I was listening to another young lady, and she was saying how there were many that lived under the bridges, and not only them, but many others who looked as though they were faring well. But when you sort of questioned them, you realized that it took all that they had to pay the bills, and there were not enough money left for food. And there are many that go hungry without food. And on special days like today, I understand many are challenged with having just being able to afford a decent meal. So we do applaud, amen, the young man who said today he and his family was inviting the community out just so anybody that needed to eat well today could receive that meal. So we want to thank you for that invitation. In fact, I know some young people right now who could use a good meal. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to cut our broadcast short today, and I'm going to go load up these young people in this little minivan, and I'm going to take them to this meal, this free meal that the community is sponsoring, so they'll be able to enjoy the festivity as well. And you'll be surprised. Not only are they young people, but they're elderly people too, who are in dire need of a good meal on this wonderful Thanksgiving Day. And we are here to help you. And if anybody else just say, well, look, I need a ride to where the meal is being served, or I need a helping hand, or we'll even bring the food to you. All right? Well, God bless. I want to say a word of prayer. Father, we just thank you right now for all of our listeners from all over the world. We thank you for our family. We thank you for Thanksgiving Day, how you have just looked out for us all, from the least to the greatest. You're just so concerned about every one of your children. You're concerned about those who have a meal, and you're concerned about those who do not. And we give you praise. You haven't forgotten about any of your little ones, and we bless your name. Now, Lord, bless the efforts that are extended to see that all of these precious ones know of, Lord, that just need a decent meal. We ask you to bless the efforts, that there will be more than enough to feed all of those who are in need of a meal. And we thank you and we praise you, and bless these children and bless the youngsters, Lord, especially the children, Lord, that just need a place to call home, where they have no idea where their father might be or where their mother might be, but they just need a place to call home. Bless these children. Use laborers. Place them in their path that they can show them love and demonstrate them love and reach out and to be a very special blessing to them during this Thanksgiving season. We're focusing on Thanksgiving. We know the holidays are coming. But for now, just, hallelujah, do what you do best, to shower your love upon those who are less fortunate, those who have experienced such pain and such hurt and bereavement, and even children whose parents are incarcerated and so many other things. Lord, we pray for all those that are hurting, and we thank you. We give you thanks. We give you thanks. We give you thanks. Bless your name. And oh my, in Jesus' name itself. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, good friends, thank you for listening, and thank you for being so concerned. And remember, you can reach us simply by sending us a letter. You can mail it in care of our NPA, in care of Julie Hagen, 229 General Scriven Way, Suite 214, Hinesville, Georgia, 31313. And until we meet again, may the Lord bless and keep all of you real good. We love you, family. Bye-bye.